Good afternoon. Hope you've had a very pleasant good morning. Let's take a look at news again here on KCOB. I'm Randy Van. Well, after a lot of citizen input and questions, the Newton City Council voted 4-2 last night to purchase the Newton Inn, the southeast corner of the Highway 14 and Interstate 80 interchange, for $495,000. City plans to demolish the two-story motel and make the land available for new development. BJM Hotels Incorporated owns the motel, which city staff says has been the site of numerous police and EMS calls over a period of months. City staff says efforts have repeatedly been made to get the state, which has jurisdiction over the motel's license, to step in and take action against the business. Those efforts have been unsuccessful. Now, to pay for the acquisition and demolition, which could cost another $500,000, city will borrow money from the Water Pollution Control Fund and the General Fund. Those funds then would be paid back with bond revenue that the city will receive this coming spring. Now, according to Mayor Mike Hansen, the purchase price for this property was negotiated down from $1.2 million. Mel Duncan, the city's building official, was involved with the negotiations and says city didn't have a lot of leverage because the owner has money and planned to invest just enough in the building to sell it.
The owner has a good record of buying derelict hotels. He has the capital to put into them and get them back on market. And he sells them for a lot of money. This hotel has 120 rooms, and it's about twice as many rooms as he would ever need out there. So he offered it to the city. He would prefer to just sell it and be done with it. But he has the funds. He could reinvest money in that building and sell it for a lot of money. So the price negotiated here reflects that. That's what we have to pay him to get him to come off of reinvesting money in a building and selling it.
First Ward Councilman Mark Allen voted against the purchase.
I understand the problems it's caused for the police department, for the fire department. But what I get coming back to is that we're talking about borrowing $1 million that the taxpayers will pay back. And not so much borrowing, and I know rates are low right now, so that's not so much the issue. It is, what are we giving up? What potential projects are we giving up in order to get rid of one property? And I keep coming back to the issue with me, there has to be an alternative method to improve the southeast corner of that intersection.
At-large Representative Lynch Pay agreed with Hallam and cast the other no vote. Now, Mayor Mike Hansen notes a small portion of the city's investment in the property could be recovered when the property is sold to a developer. Mayor also claims there's interest in the site already for a variety of uses, which he currently can't comment on.
There's interest in that particular parcel of real estate for a variety of applications. So I don't think there's going to be any shortage of people that are interested in investing in that parcel of land.
Several people were at the council meeting last night to address this issue. Most of them, like the two council members who voted no, very concerned about the cost of this project. And Lynch Pay thanked those citizens for speaking up, asking questions, and expressing their concerns.
I appreciate everybody showing up tonight. And, you know, sometimes our conversations get rather contentious. And I think I would rather have our citizens have a voice, and that's what we're all here for. We do get phone calls. We do get stopped in stores and on streets and so on. But I think that direct face-to-face conversation is well worth it. We're here to understand what your concerns are. I take that very, very seriously. In fact, I know these people do too.
Newton School Board going to be searching for a new superintendent under the leadership of Board Member Robin Friedman. She was reelected by the board members to serve another year as board president. Cody Muse was elected vice president of the Newton Board of Education, reorganized last night following the November 5th election. Newton Clinic Administrator Mark Thayer joined the board and took the oath of office with incumbent members Josh Cantu and Donna Cook. They are the top three vote getters. Ann Leonard lost her reelection bid and left the board last night after one term. She encouraged the board to continue to work on what she was most passionate about, and that is the culture in the district. Meanwhile, school board member Travis Padgett indicated last night his current thinking is that he'll not run for reelection when his term expires in late 2021. It has been almost 10 and a half months since Newton students walked into the Newtonburg Middle School to attend classes for the very first time. Since then, work's continued on various aspects of the project. Last night, Newton School Board meeting, Jack Sunnick, District Supervisor of Maintenance, said there's really only one thing left to do.
The middle school is all done, but the finishing up. I think the only thing that's really left major is striping the track. I mean, we got a few odds and ends that, you know, that we're still dealing with, but as far as it goes, I think striping the track. Yeah. They have to wait for perfect weather, and they're going to try to hit it in the next 2 days, I'm told.
Sunnick also noted four other projects have recently been completed as well. They're the turf replacement at H.A. Lynn Stadium, construction of the concession stand at the new softball complex, and the new parking lots in the middle school and south of the new softball field. And within the next 6 months, the main gymnasium at Newton High School should be air-conditioned. Last night, school board approved the low $365,290 bid from Cunningham Incorporated of Oskaloosa to do the ductwork and install the mechanical equipment. The district had previously paid for the actual air-conditioning equipment itself for the gym. That cost $191,963. It was purchased beforehand because Rachel Hines, the school district's architectural firm, FRK Architects and Engineer West Des Moines, said it had a 18 to 20-week lead time. With professional fees and other miscellaneous expenses, total cost of the air conditioning, the Newton High School gym is listed at $634,942. But Hines notes that cost will go up if any asbestos abatement needs to be done, which cannot be determined until the actual installation is underway. Project is expected to be done by May 1st in time for graduation, if it happens to have to occur inside. The holiday light display at Newton's Maytag Park, which began last year, has been given a big financial boost. Jessica Lowe Vokes is with Friends of Newton Parks.
We received an anonymous donation of $10,000 to Friends of Newton Parks to help with the program out at Maytag Park. $6,000 of it is going to the electrical work that is being done by Van Monen Electric to allow more access to electrical plug-ins throughout the park. They are changing the way that the light poles are done so that we can have more access to electricity. And then the other $4,000 is to help expand and maintain the electrical service and the light displays.
Lowe Vokes shared this information with the Newton City Council last night. She noted the displays are currently being put up.
We have several new light displays going up that are animated light displays. The lights will be on during Thanksgiving break. It's not a formal, it's very like a soft opening. So when people are here with their families over the holidays, they can go through the park. We will have official grand opening on December 7th, and we're very excited about it. Clement Mackey Insurance is our title sponsor, and they're going to be doing some giveaways, and Santa will be doing candy canes and that kind of thing. We'll have some carolers. We're going to be taking donations for St. Nick's Christmas Club and Salvation Army. So just a really fun community event.
The Friends of Newton Park spokeswoman says a lot of people are working hard to attract out-of-towners to the community this year to see the courthouse and Maytag Park lights as well as lights throughout town.
This really is quite the community effort. We've raised $20,000 this year. We haven't spent all that. We're being wise with our money, but it's going to be bigger and better than last year. We're very excited about it. We really want to promote it to get people to come to town, to get to know Newton, to shop, to go to our community theater, to our movie theater, eat at our restaurants. I mean, this isn't just, hey, let's have nice lights. There is some thought behind doing this.
In funeral announcements on this Tuesday, funeral service for Barbara Tarantino of Newton, who passed away at the age of 77, scheduled for 10:30 Saturday morning at Wallace Family Funeral Home and Crematory. Family going to greet friends after the service Saturday with a lunch at the funeral home. Memorials in honor of Barbara Tarantino to Jasper County Senior Citizens Center, and they may be left at Wallace Family Funeral Home. A funeral service for Kenneth L. Van Monen of Sully, who passed away at the age of 84, will occur 10:30 tomorrow morning at Sully Christian Reformed Church in Sully with interment at Sully Cemetery. Visitation starts 2 o'clock this afternoon with the family of Kenneth Van Monen present from 5 to 7 tonight at Sully Christian Reformed Church. Memorial contributions suggested to Hospice of Pella or the Bible League. And Miriam K. Schultz of Linville passed away Sunday at Mayflower Healthcare Center in Grinnell. Passed away at the age of 86. There'll be a private family burial at a later date. Memorials in honor of Miriam Schultz to Friends Cemetery, and they may be left at Wallace Family Funeral Home and Crematory. There's a noontime check of local news and funeral announcements here on KCOB. I'm Randy Vann.